This is Stephen McHugh reporting for Unique Dyslexic iRadio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Stephen McHugh here with another episode of Unique Dyslexic I. This is episode 4 from series 3 of Unique Dyslexic I. In today's episode, I have Colette Costello, also known as Dyslexic Mum, talking about her life and her daughter's life as dyslexics in education, and also talking about her organisation, Dyslexic Mum, which I'm sure we will all find very interesting. On the news front, my organisation, Dyslexia Pathways Kick, has won another prestige award, would you believe? That's 3 in a row. I think this year I will be going along to the awards ceremony. In fact, I definitely will be. I've not gone along to the other two. I think the first one didn't happen anyway because of COVID. And the second one, I just didn't think it was safe enough to go. So my wife and I will be going along picking up our award and our certificate and everything else, which I'm really looking forward to, going along and meeting new people, having a few drinks, having a few laughs. Be the first time in a long time since we've kind of been out and done anything like that. Now, it's coming up to the end of the academic year. Most of my students are all involved in taking the exams. I have 3 students all finishing off their dissertations, which I'm looking forward to reading, which I always like to do. I may talk about a couple of them on a future podcast. As always, if you enjoy the show, please either subscribe. That'd be fab if you could subscribe. It's free to do and it helps me grow the audience, and having a growing audience is really healthy for a podcast like ours. If you have a question, just leave a question at steve_mchugh@hotmail.com or at 078-287-41473. Okay, so here is Colette Costello talking about herself, her daughter, and her organisation, Dyslexic Mum. Thank you very much.
This is Stephen McHugh reporting for Unique Dyslexic iRadio.
So I would like to introduce myself. My name is Colette Costello and I am the Dyslexic Mum. So the word dyslexia, I had never even heard of this word until I was 20. Words like dyslexia, neurodiversity, learning difficulties just weren't talked about when I was a child. I'm from a very working class background, and children that couldn't focus and misbehaved were labelled as troublemakers. At primary school, I was one of these troublemaker children, but I wasn't horrible and nasty. I just found it really difficult to concentrate in class. I didn't understand most of the time what was going on. And if you're in a classroom, imagine you're a child, it's like the teacher is sometimes speaking a foreign language that you can't understand. So, you know, it's going to be boring and a child is just going to start messing about, which is what I did a lot of the time. And it did affect me at primary school. Teachers were quite horrible to me. They called me lazy. Children in the class as well called me thick. And I was seen as being that child that the other children's parents didn't want their child to be friends with. And what would happen when I was about 8 years old, I would go into class and sometimes the teacher would just look at me. I wouldn't even have done anything. And I would be sent to stand on the corridor. Now, for a child that has issues like dyslexia and always likes to be busy and on the go, being forced to stand for hours in a corridor with absolutely nothing to do isn't really going to help their anxiety and help them concentrate more when they did go back into the classroom. So that was kind of how I was dealt with. When I got to high school, things were a lot different because I was in a bigger school and I was surrounded by lots of children that had learning difficulties as well. Obviously, again, nobody's talked about that, but I wasn't the one that was just the troublemaker. There was a lot of other children who struggled too. So I kind of blended a bit more in at high school. And I found that there were other subjects like art, and that's all we did. We just went in a classroom and drew and painted. And for me, I was in my absolute element. And that did help to build my confidence. And there was other subjects like science, which is very, very practical. And they would often demonstrate stuff and we could get involved. So in a strange way, even though science is seen as being a more difficult subject, I actually found it a lot easier than learning to read and write. So there were subjects that I did enjoy. So what made me start Dyslexic Mum then? Well, when I had my little girl, I started to think she was dyslexic when she was only 2 years old. I could really see the difference between her and other children at like the baby and toddler groups. So she would go to the groups and she would be really hyper and she'd be running around shouting and snatching toys off other children. And at home, I struggled to get her to interact with me. So I found it really hard to get her to concentrate on tasks for a long time. And there was quite a few other things that did make me think, I wonder if she's got dyslexia, because her behaviour did remind me a lot of me when I was a child. So when she started school, age 4, I did start to look a lot more into dyslexia, and it did start to show in the fact that she was struggling to learn how to read and write. There was things like when she did write, she would mirror write letters and she just couldn't remember the name of letters. So I would go through the alphabet with her and I would try and do it every night and she just wouldn't be able to remember them. When she moved up a year when she was 5 and 6. Again, it was really obvious the difference between her level and the level of other children in her class. So there was children in her class that were nearly 6 and they could read and write simple things. They could write stories, they could write their own names, they could write birthday cards. And at this point, my little girl was struggling to even read or write simple 2-3 letter words. I realised that I needed to get her help, and I knew there was only so much the school could do. I did ask them for help. They tried to help as much as they could, but because she wasn't age 7 and she couldn't have the formal assessment, there was only so much support that they could offer. That was when Dyslexic Mum was born, because I went away and I started to look really into dyslexia. And what I found really interesting was that with dyslexia, like I talked about when she was a baby, a toddler, and I noticed that she was quite hyper like I was, I found out that dyslexia isn't just about reading and writing, it is about behaviour as well. It's about that not being able to concentrate and that sometimes quite hyper behaviour, which can be caused by a child being anxious more than anything. Because you can imagine for a child to be in a class struggling, falling behind, it can cause a lot of anxiety and it can affect their self-confidence a lot and their self-belief. So I did realise at that point that dyslexia was about more than just reading and writing and helping her with that. So I looked at activities that I could do with her at home, and we did different activities like playing games to learn simple 2-3 letter words. We also did things to build her confidence. So we would do stuff like create a self-esteem collage, where we would write down all the things that she was good at. And obviously she couldn't write, so we would draw pictures or cut pictures out of magazines. I also tried different things to help with her motivation. So to get her to practice her reading from school that they sent home every week, we would do things like have a reward chart. And if she did 5 minutes reading each day, that's all. We would tick it off on the chart. And on a Friday, now we still do that, and we have a family popcorn night. So that's the reward. So we get a little bowl, fill it with popcorn. We have a few little snacks round the edge, like sweets and chocolates, not much. And then we allow her to choose whichever film we're going to watch, and she really enjoys that. But there are other ways if, you know, you want your child to be more focused on healthy eating and not to use food as a reward. There are other things like just making a homemade certificate or giving them a treat, such as a trip to the museum for a visit, which is free, or even just going to the playground. Because what dyslexic children do value more than anything is spending time with their parents or their carers, and to feel valued. And it is that one-to-one support that really helps them. So these activities I came up with, and there was loads and loads of ideas. I am actually a trained teacher. That's what I did after I finished university. So I looked a lot into educational stuff that teachers would use. I also looked at PhD research, which has been done by trained, that is kind of like backed by science, and this loads of research done into it. So the activities that I was using, I knew were backed by that. So I wanted then to help other parents, and being a trained teacher, I started a Facebook group to support other mums like me of dyslexic children. At first it was good because I could answer all them educational questions that parents had about getting their child help for dyslexia at school. And when you're outside the education system, it can be very, very confusing. I liked the fact that I was able to talk about assessments and screenings and the types of help that teachers could give to support dyslexia children in the classroom. So that really where the Facebook group was born from, and it built up from there. I found that I didn't just want it to be just for mums, so I opened the group up and I said anybody can join. Dads, carers, grandparents, anybody that is caring for a dyslexic child and wants to know how to help them. Now, running the group, what I really found out was how hard it is for parents and carers of dyslexic children to get their children the help that they actually need. There were so many sad stories that people were posting, really sad things like the school just wouldn't give the child any dyslexia support without a formal assessment, and the parents not being able to afford these assessments. Things like children coming home crying because they felt like they weren't as good as the other children in their class, saying, "What's wrong with me?" Also, parents and carers struggling to manage their child's behaviour. So their children would come home and be getting angry and hitting and lashing out. And the parents just didn't know how to help their children in that way. And it was, you know, it was really hard to read these posts, read these comments, to think that maybe things hadn't moved on as much as I thought they had from when I was a little girl at school not getting the help that I needed. What I did then was I realized that I had all these activities to help. And I started the Dyslexic Mum website. So I posted blog posts with all the activities that I had done with my little girl to help with her motivation, to help with her confidence, and exercises to practice reading and writing From there, I turned all the activities into a dyslexia kit. And I had these kits made professionally by a factory. I did this with the support of my community. I started up a crowdfunder, which involved parents and carers pre-ordering the card decks so that I could have a bulk order made at a factory to bring the price right down. Now, that is the main thing that I do try and push with Dyslexic Mum, is that I realise that a lot of parents and carers just don't have the money to fund their child's education and their dyslexia. You know, we are in a time of a cost of living crisis. People are struggling to pay their energy bills, to pay their food bills, and they don't want to be having to make that difficult choice between paying for their child's education or paying for their energy bill. So what I did with Dyslexic Mum is, whilst there is a card deck available to buy with the activities on, and this is significantly less than a two-hour session with a private tutor, I've made sure that any of the cards in the card deck are available for free in the blog section on my website. Because I am a great believer in that no matter what a child's background or circumstances, they should be able to access dyslexia support for free if they need it. I have been quite vocal on social media, speaking out against the dyslexia system. I do think it is unfair and I think it's broken. I think it is in the favour of dyslexic children that come from higher income families. I think it's unfair that for a dyslexic child to get help, very often they have to have a formal dyslexia assessment, which parents and carers are expected to pay for. And this can be £600 plus. Now, as a parent of a dyslexic child and a teacher, I do know that there is only so much that schools can do, and very often dyslexic children need extra support. This can be outside the classroom. So parents and carers may turn to looking at getting a private tutor. And these can cost £50 an hour. I do know of some parents which are spending £800 a month to have their child seen twice a week to give them extra one-to-one support to catch up. This is unfair for children that come from backgrounds that just can't afford this kind of help. You know, we are in a cost of living crisis at the moment. Parents, carers are struggling to pay their energy bills, to pay their food bills, and they shouldn't be having to choose between educating their dyslexic child and choosing to pay their energy bill. And some parents are having to make this difficult choice, and their children are simply not getting the help that they need. I think this is completely unfair. I have spoke out about this system on social media, and I have been quite surprised by some of the responses that I've had from the dyslexia community. There seemed to be a little bit of a backlash about me talking out about the system, and I have had to keep saying it is the system that is unfair, that isn't working for parents and carers of dyslexic children, that it is favouring higher income families. So rather than me just be on social media complaining about this stuff, I decided that I needed to be different and I needed to take action and prove that what I actually do believe, I'm willing to stand up for. So I have started my own parliament. See, this is the thing with my dyslexia. This is where it comes out. I can't say the word. It's parliament. So I've started a parliament petition, which is to request that the government takes this seriously and the government starts to offer free dyslexia assessments for all children in full-time education from the age of 7 to 18. So any parent or carer can go to their child's school and they can say, I think my child has dyslexia. And there's no messing about, no delays. The teacher will say, okay, we will put them in for a formal assessment. It will be free. We will get the results and your child will get the help that they need. This is fair. So I need 10,000 people to sign this petition for it to be acknowledged by the government for me to get a response. And I was so overwhelmed by the support that I already got straight away from the parents and carers in my dyslexic mum community. Within the first minute, I had 5 people sign. I needed 5 people just to submit the petition. That's what I requested, and my community came together, and within a minute, I had them 5 signatures. So it is live soon and you will be able to sign it. For more information, you can see the blog post on my website, which will have a link to the petition to sign it. And if it does happen that all dyslexic children get a free dyslexia assessment, I am not going to stop there. I want to keep going. Because I believe that not just children from high-income families should be able to get a private tutor. I believe the government should be funding this too. So whether there is a qualified dyslexia specialist in every school giving private tutoring to children, or they have it outside of school, the children should be able to access this for free. So that is what I will be working towards in the future. So if you want to find out more, join my community, see my website, Costello, and I am the Dyslexic Mum.
This is Stephen McHugh reporting for Unique Dyslexic iRadio.
Thank you very much for that, Colette. I really enjoyed your discussion about you and your daughter's experience in school and also about Dyslexic Mum. Now, if you'd like to find out more about Dyslexic Mum, you can find her on this website, www.dyslexicmum.co.uk. What I would suggest, go along, have a look, see if you find anything interesting there for yourselves. So as I said before, please subscribe to the show. If you liked the podcast, leave a like. If you have any comments, leave a comment. As I said before, it helps me with growing the show. And if I can grow the show, get a bigger audience, it may also help with getting new funding for the show. I'd really like to try and get some funding in to redevelop my Dyslexia Pathways website and my Unique Dyslexic website. I would like to try and make them a bit more accessible. So that's goodbye from me. That's Steve, Unique Dyslexic McHugh at Unique Dyslexic I. Peace, love and grooviness to everyone out there. Keep safe. Okay, bye.
This is Stephen McHugh reporting for Unique Dyslexic iRadio.